What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the God damn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
We're going to go in there. We're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, hurtling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, which streams for you 24-7. Maybe you've gone and done downloaded us. Thank you, Jeb. Maybe you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes or Stitcher or Spotify or your favorite podcasting application. Or we're always available at crabdiving.com. However, where... Ooh, that was a little Wisconsin coming out. .com. crabdiving.com.
Packers. Go Packers.
I picked up a little something in every city.
However,
whenever, wherever you are receiving us, we appreciate the tap dance and pull fucking fuck out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. All kinds of fun stuff to get to. And, you know, a whole lot of bullshittery.
Yay.
It is raining today.
Boo,
it also appears
you.
That we're having some buffering issues.
Oh, my God. So buffering issues.
We may be dropping in and out.
Jesus Christ.
Apologies.
How come big tech over in Silicon Valley can hand the election to Donald Trump but can't help us with our fucking buffering issues, bitches?
Muchos apologicios to those who, if we're dropping in and out. Sorry, if you're listening live, if you're listening as a podcast, you don't give a fuck because we're recording this
show. Yes, viva la resistance.
Thanks for joining us. Thanks for joining us on our social media. If you want to chat with us during the show at Crab Diving, CrabDiving, or you can shoot us a message over at our Facebook page, but we don't check that one. Nearly as often.
Sad.
And you can email us. You can call us. We still have that Skype number and that Skype address.
Just give them my phone number if you want to call.
Which I don't. I need to go look it up. It's something libs. Something L-I-B-S. Anyway, thanks for joining us, everybody. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And number one, I don't know where my cell phone is. Who cares? Number two, you played that Jeb Bush clip.
Yes.
And I can't help but think that was the best shot the Republicans had from protecting us from Donald Trump. That's the best they could fucking do. How pitiful. How shitty. They should be ashamed of themselves. All they could do was please clap. That's the only thing you could do.
What's going on?
What's up? Oh, you got cut. Shit.
Look at she cut me.
Damn. What do you got to do to get fired as an intern?
God, I wonder if it's that dew claw. I gotta trim her dew claw.
The only thing they could do.
The walks in the morning are wearing down her nails.
The only thing they could do was put up Jeb Bush. He really was.
Well, not for long, though. Then Ted Cruz was there.
But come on.
Was their last hope.
Ted Cruz
was their final hope.
Ted, could you imagine? What's fucked up is, in some way, I guess, I would rather have had Ted Cruz be president. That is how fucked up Donald Trump is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're so fucked.
I mean, it would have been highly unpleasant, but...
Oh, it would have been a shit show.
But... The only benefit being that everybody in Washington hates Ted Cruz, too. So it's not like...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know. I don't know how that would have gone.
I mean, would Ted Cruz have gotten us out of the Iran deal?
Maybe. Maybe not. I mean, you know, he would have probably squealed about it.
Yeah.
And tried to renegotiate it or put other sanctions on or some other bullshit. But I don't know that he would just be like, that's it, I'm dead, I'm ripping it up. Same with Paris.
It would be better.
Ted Cruz would not have taken us out of Paris.
God, we would be better with Ted Cruz as president. I would venture to say Louis Gohmert.
I don't know. The kids would be locked up in cages.
If Louis, who would you rather have? Louis Gohmert or Donald Trump?
To cook a barbecue?
No. To be your commander in chief. I mean, that's how fucked up it is. Because if you're a sane person, fair. It's not. But you would have to say Louis Gohmert.
That's a Sophie's choice.
Of course it is. But that's... God, we're fucked. Jesus.
Did we say our names?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm Ryan Pfeiffer. I thought you said
Patrick
yours.
Vile. We may have. We may have not.
Who knows? Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Apologize if we're having streaming issues.
God,
you know,
damn.
When you get to a certain age.
Oh, yes. My podcast won't work.
My podcast prostate is backed up here.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us, and let's see what's going on in the real headlines. Our headlines are real headlines, but we'll see what as Sarah says, lamestream media.
For these lamestream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep.
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline, August 27th, 2019.
The year of our fucking Lord.
These are your headlines.
Oh, wee-wee, fuck you.
Yes, sir, Jesus. I will do it!
Over at the Huffington Post, the commie pinko liberal rag that it is.
Yay.
I feel a sneeze coming on. So
right.
I fade out for a moment.
Oh, yes. Don't fade out. I'm so sorry. I might go grab my phone in my room. I'm worried I might get a work call or some bullshit like that.
Okay.
Do you care if I go get it?
Epstein accusers get their day in court, saith the headline at the HuffPo. Several of the women who have accused Jeffrey Epstein of sexual abuse were allowed to speak in a New York City court today, expressing their anger and disappointment after the criminal case against the disgraced financier ended abruptly with his suicide earlier this month. I think the criminal case against him obviously stopped, but I don't necessarily think that the investigations have stopped. In fact, I thought they had reassured us that the investigations had not stopped. That's just my IMHO.
Yeah, yeah. In my own opinion.
In my humble opinion.
Oh, in my humble opinion. God, who the fuck thought of that one?
Judge Richard Berman, the federal judge who had been overseeing the case, held the hearing for the purpose of formally dropping the sex trafficking charges. You know, there's a deceased person, so it's kind of hard to charge him.
Right. Well, you know, if you're a Christian, though, why would it be? Couldn't you charge his soul?
What, you think he gets an extra hot coal shoved up his sphincter in hell?
Yes, absolutely.
If he gets more charges here on earth?
That would be something if we found out heaven and hell existed. Yes, that would definitely happen. There would be some way to make that happen. Like you'd have, you know, a bunch of you contact a pope and say, "Hey, pray extra hard for prisoner XYZ to spend to send him to the extra shitty lake of fire."
Oh, wow.
Not just the lake of fire. The extra shitty lake.
Shitty lake of fire. Yeah. Sewage backed up.
Oh, yes. Whatever.
One of the women involved in the case called Epstein a coward. She said, "I feel very angry and sad. justice has never been served in this case. It does kind of suck that they don't.
It's really horrible.
He gets to dictate.
Why didn't Clinton think of that before he had Epstein killed? Why didn't that cross his mind?
Before Hillary snuck into the
snuck
into the prison herself.
Hillary garroted him. Garroted? Is it garroted or garroted? Garroted?
I've heard both.
Garrot.
I've heard both.
But you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, sure.
With piano wire.
Sure. Epstein, 66, had been awaiting trial when he was found deceased in his cell. At a high-security Manhattan prison facility on August 10th.
You know, I don't think Hillary has the forearm muscles to actually garrot Epstein. So, I don't know.
Who said she used her arms?
Thanks for listening to the Crab Diving Podcast, and we're done. We're done. That's good.
In court Tuesday, and she think of your legs.
Was she killed?
In court Tuesday.
Epstein was strangled with her labia.
Anyway, it's horrible. These poor women don't get, I would hope, significant zeros worth of Fuck Island Empire proceeds.
Right.
Will go to these victims.
Now, is it, I'm sorry, the rumor was not substantiated that Ruth Bader Ginsburg was seen at the island. Why am I thinking of that? Was there like some bullshit story in the Onion?
That was.
That somebody said.
Rick Wiles?
Was that? I'm not just imagining.
No,
that,
no,
right?
No. It wasn't right. Rick Wiles. Who was it that was like, come on, if Justice Roberts was there, you know that Ruth Bader Ginsburg was there, that witch.
Oh, yes.
He called her.
So that's where that comes from. So that's just totally conjecture. That's not real, right? It's not a fact.
Right. And how sad is it that all of our right-wing dickbags just bleed together that we can't remember?
Oh my God, Mark Taylor. See, I Googled it. And it said,
oh, it is Mark Taylor. That's right.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg has got to be a pedophile. That's shame, what he said.
Shame on me for not remembering it's Mark Taylor, the firefighter prophet. Snatched from the fingers of death by the Lord.
Oh, yes.
And now a prophet.
And now suggesting Ruth prophet. Bader Ginsburg was a pedophile, is a pedophile, or whatever.
On. Zero evidence,
right,
of a zero evidence conspiracy theory that the name John Roberts is one of the names in the guest book at Nymphet Island,
and if it had been a conservative judge,
but according,
no one would care.
Well, that is Roberts.
Well, yeah,
he's the chief justice.
But was he really on there?
No.
There's
been no reports of this. And I mean, he may, but there's no reports, no evidence other than, gosh, you know, Roberts is on and like 4chan.
Well, he's a prophet, but he's a prophet. If you're a prophet and you're actually going to comment on news stories, what's the purpose of being a prophet?
Then his next leap was, and if Roberts was there, well, you know, Ginsburg was there.
They hang out or something?
Do they have like a SCOTUS discount?
Yeah,
the more justices show up, the more of a discount you get. Get all nine, you get 90% off.
If I'm sorry, if there's evidence that RBG went to Fuck Island, we would all know about it, though.
It's
come on,
ridiculous.
We would all know about it.
It's beyond ridiculous.
It is insanity. It's as if Mark Taylor is a bullshit prophet.
Well, you know, I think we might have to entertain that possibility, Ryan.
Yeah.
Be all disappointed.
Full of shit.
That he may just be trying to sell books.
Oh, yes, that's true.
And helping Jim Baker sell buckets of chicken cordon bleu.
And you know what's
dried.
And you know what's easier than being a fireman? Telling people that Ruth Bader Ginsburg could have been on Fuck Island.
I was going to say, not being a fireman.
Yeah.
Talking to selling books to stupid people.
That's all. Yeah. Wow.
So all kinds of shit going on. Oh, well, we didn't see what's going on over at the Drudge's report. Drudge report.
Yay.
Be thinking.
Fuck you.
Again, maybe I guess the Drudge is a good place to go, but I was starting to rethink the, you know, the more right wing site. But then the HuffPo isn't like a radical left wing lunatic rag.
Right.
It's a left leaning, but it's mostly newsy.
Yes.
So I guess Drudge Report is okay.
Right.
And they're just an aggregator.
Yes, but Matt Drudge, isn't he a piece of shit?
Sure.
Right.
Having said that, any Republican jizzy dresses that are out there,
send them this way.
Send them to us. We'd love to be the next Matt Drudge.
What about a Mike Pence jizzy dress?
Not your own jizzy dresses. It has to be someone, you know, in the Republican Party of note. This would make us famous.
Yes.
We're not encouraging our listeners to blow a load in somebody's dress and mail it to us.
Absolutely. Well, yeah. Definitely not. I mean, and also, I just had a thought of it. Would it be amazing if Mike Pence had like a Monica Lewinsky type scandal? I was just thinking about how amazing that would be.
On a few levels.
I mean, goddamn.
That would amaze us all.
I just prayed to God for that. Number one, I'm an atheist. But number two, I don't want an intern to have to go through that. So shame on me for praying for that to nothing, I guess.
Over at the report de Drudge.
Eat the dick.
Not good news. Red, all red.
Oh no.
This is economic stuff.
Oh god damn it.
Sorry.
Fuck.
30-year rate under 2%, it says.
Ooh.
All in Riyadh.
Ooh.
Which is again that inversion.
Ooh.
A key yield curve inverts to worst level since 2007.
Damn.
30-year rate under 2%.
Oh, fuck. Is that's so fucking bad.
Long-term treasury rates added to their month-long slide Tuesday, aggravating a key yield curve inversion.
Brian!
And sending the 10-year yield to its lowest level against the 2-year rate since 2007.
Yay. That sounds shitty.
Whew.
Is it good? Is it good news?
This is like teleprompter reading all of a
sudden. Oh, yeah.
The yield on the benchmark 2-year treasury note, more sensitive to changes in Federal Reserve policy, fell to 1.526%.
Eat a dick.
5 basis points above the 10-year notes rate of 1.476% after closing inverted on Monday.
Ooh, yes. That's my favorite. Good job. Nice read. Hey, try it one more time. But this...
PatrickVile.com for all your voiceover needs.
Try it one more time, but can you do it as... damn, who's that one guy that I liked a lot? Wasn't Trump. It's can you do it as Rudy?
3-year inversion rates. The key yield curve.
What happened to Rudy? He's never in the fucking news.
Oh, they pushed him back into the
I liked Rudy's voice.
He pops up every once in a while.
Turtling.
Turtle heading.
Oh yeah, typical.
So that's the headline over at the Drudge is that the treasury rate ain't doing too great.
Oh shit. Is this Trump's fault? Is this Trump's doing?
And the Republicans with their, fucking tax rimming of the rich.
But Obama, can you this? Can you blame this on Obama?
Yes, there were a lot of white racists really angry that Obama was president for 8 years and decided to vote for a heinous, charlatan, racist dickbag named Donald Trump. But Obama.
Yeah. I mean, God, this really is for anyone that thinks racism doesn't exist. I mean, number one, open your eyes. And look around, dumbass. But just think about Trump's presidency. Why it exists. He got in politics because he's a fucking birther. He's a fucking birther. He's racist. And then fucking Obama made a joke about him at the...
Oh, he had a great set. Devoted a few jokes to Donald Trump.
And Obama killed. Obama did something Trump could never do. Make people laugh just because he's funny. Not out of fear. And, you know, he's a big fuck. That's why all this shit happens. That's why the Iran deal went away, right? Because Obama did it.
You're not going to book Trump in the comedy scene after he retires from the presidency?
No.
He does a stand-up tour?
I mean, no way. No. What am I supposed to tell my female staff? Anybody on staff there? Hey, listen, you could get raped tonight.
Right.
I don't know. I booked a rapist.
Or LGBT or brown people.
No, fuck no. Of course not. Somebody asked... I was doing a comedy show last week, and there was music going up and down in between the comics, and a performer asked me if I would play a Kanye song, and I said, fuck no. Fuck no. I don't give a shit. He wore that MAGA hat. He wore that MAGA hat!
But some good songs.
He wore that MAGA hat three doors down.
A really good producer.
Yes, congratulations. But the MAGA hat. The MAGA hat.
Well, true.
Horrible.
Do you remember that speech you gave in the Oval Office? And Trump was just like baffled. Trump was like, oh my God, it's somebody crazier than me. And he had no idea half of the shit Kanye was saying.
Yeah.
But then Kanye kept grabbing his hands and stuff like that. Trump's like, oh my God, this black person's touching me.
You know, right.
Oh yeah, Kanye, love him, love him.
Listen, love and Kanye has every right to do that. He has every right to go in the White House and humanize this goddamn fascist. He has every right to do that. But I also have the right to not listen to his shit. Fuck that. I'm not going to do it. And I don't know why anybody would give a shit what I listen to or not, but if anybody cares, I boycott Kanye. What? Who gives a fuck? And a comic got mad because I wouldn't play a Kanye song during one of my shows. Bring him up. I was like, no. No Kanye.
Play his Kanye.
No, I don't play Michael either. No Michael Jackson, sorry. Fuck.
There was some, was it the VMAs that still gives out the
Michael Jackson
Award?
It's nuts!
Haven't they rethought that?
I don't, I don't know.
those are your headlines.
Yes.
You all.
Right.
And we're all thrilled.
Right, yes.
About the great headlines.
Yay!
I saw another, did we do the Trump's America story?
Fuck you, motherfucker.
About, a man in North Carolina.
Yes. I mean, I don't know.
Who was handcuffed.
Ooh.
Wearing only his, Unterwehr.
Nine!
And, and dragged out to a police car.
Oh, my God.
From the domicile in which he was.
Okay.
Which is 100% his place.
Okay.
And they have a burglar alarm.
Oh,
that
shit.
They had some friends over.
Okay.
I guess everybody passed out or went to bed or something. The friends left in the middle of the night and set off the burglar alarm leaving. He got up, turned it off, NBD, you know,
he
turned it off in a few seconds.
Right.
Next thing he knows there's a bang to the door, like crazy banging on the door.
Yeah.
So he grabs his gun, because guess what? It's America.
Right. What a nightmare.
And... It's the popo.
Yes.
He informs them, this is my house. I live here. I do have a gun.
Right.
And I explained to you where it went anyway.
Yes.
With him saying the whole time, and his wife there saying,
they live here.
Let me get you my driver's license. I'm in my boxer shorts. The man is in boxer shorts. Who goes a burglar in?
Well,
in boxer shorts.
And this is the cops, correct?
What do you mean?
Is there a racial element to this story?
Black man.
Oh, what a shock. What a fucking shock. If he's white, nobody's getting handcuffed. I'm fucking sorry.
Put the gun down, sir, please.
Where is this again?
North Carolina. A black North Carolina man was handcuffed in his own home while wearing only underwear. After police mistook him for a burglar after a false alarm call.
No, they didn't mistook him for a burglar. They saw a black man and decided to cuff the guy and drag him out of the fucking house. There was no mistaking what happened. They knew what they were fucking doing.
This has happened at his place before.
What?
Not this outcome.
Oh, okay. God.
He said his home security system has gone off by mistake previously in the 5 years he's lived there. But if it gets to the point where the police show up, they just checked his ID and left. Oh, okay. Yeah, it went off by mistake. Sorry, let me see your ID. Okay, cool. That's you. We're leaving.
But same guy this next time.
White cop. Different cop. Let's call this cop white.
The other cop was African-American.
Maybe.
But not white.
We don't have that information.
Oh, okay.
It just happened before. And when it happened before, the cops showed up and bailed.
Right.
But last week, they took him at gunpoint.
Oh, my God.
Wearing only his boxer shorts.
Good job, guys.
He said, I laid back down. All I heard was somebody screaming downstairs. I grabbed my firearm because I don't know what's going on. I ran down the stairs. It was a cop.
Okay.
So the cops are already in, I guess. He has a concealed carry permit. It doesn't matter. He's in his house.
Yes.
He doesn't need a concealed carry permit.
Don't we foresee this thing happening a lot, though, this scenario? You have a burglar alarm. You live in a state where you can have guns. I would imagine some people with burglar alarms are, for some reason, think they may also need a gun to protect themselves. I can't believe this scenario doesn't happen all the fucking time. And then the burglar alarm accidentally goes off. Right?
Right. He told police he had a gun in his hand. Officers told him to drop the weapon. The video shows he immediately complied.
Yes.
Then they refused to believe he lived in the house.
Okay, so he's...
And they ordered him outside. He said, what do you mean come outside? I got on my drawers.
Right. Who breaks into houses in boxer shorts?
So finally, they made him come out in his underpants. They put him on his knees, hands behind his back.
Oh, my God.
He said... Let me get my ID.
I live here.
Let me get my ID. This is my house.
This is insanity.
And he, smart enough to, he said, get me your supervisor here, which always, always do. If there's any dispute whatsoever.
I fucking live here, dickbags.
Four other Raleigh police officers arrived.
Oh, God.
And they escorted him handcuffs, still in his drawers,
yes,
to a patrol car and threw him in the patrol car.
Great. So all my neighbors get to watch my door
exactly.
Get kicked in. I'm in my fucking underwear. Oh, my God. Hey, you fucking cops can suck a fucking dick. I mean, really, what situations do you guys make better?
He said it was one of the most humiliating experiences of his life, and he wants an apology from the police for racially profiling him.
And money, correct? And money. Sue these fuckers.
He said, being black could definitely be one of the issues, the problem. I hope it's not, but if that's what it is, it needs to be resolved.
Oh, yes.
The police department said that the incident remains under investigation, Ryan.
Oh, fuck you, cops.
I trust their judgment.
Give me the fucking body cam to get me a fucking lawyer. Suck my cock.
There's tapes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I want to hear what these fucking cops He's are saying security. As they're walking up.
He's got his own security tapes of it.
God, it was the guy's house. Hey, cops, listen, I'm no detective, and apparently you guys aren't either. Who, wouldn't you think, if you ran into somebody's house and you saw them in their boxer shorts and they said it's their house, wouldn't you at the very least, you fuckers, you want to check that story out? You got his gun, right? He's not armed anymore, correct?
He set it down, yeah.
So...
And he informed them he had a gun.
If you would just check the story
He's
out.
He's like, I live here, I have a gun.
What do they teach you in police training, Ville, USA?
That black people are the enemy. But dude. And they morph into demons.
Okay, imagine you're a cop. And no, and you saw, you had this situation. You saw a guy in his boxer short that said, "It's my house." Number one, I would think it might be his house. He's only wearing boxer shorts.
First thing I would probably think, yeah.
Without even
some, unless there have been reports of some kinky stripping burglar out there.
And on the way, yes, and on the way to this place, I might even say, you know, it could be a false alarm. And by the way, last year, this alarm went off, and it was a false alarm. Would you have that information? I mean, wouldn't you have some conversation on the way there that was like, maybe this is this guy's house, and you just don't kick in the door and start screaming? I don't understand.
I have to watch a... apparently, I have to watch a 30-second commercial for probably a 15-second video clip.
Doesn't this make you fucking bananas? Because, like, it calls into question judgment skills with these guys. I mean...
You think cops have bad judgment skills? Come on.
No.
Wow. I am shocked. Hold on. I think this might be it.
Easy. Awesome.
Tisha Kazim Oyenayan has lived in this home in North Raleigh for the past 5 years. It's not the first time his home security system has been tripped by mistake. Typically, he say, if police show up, you show your ID, you prove you're the homeowner, there may be a fine to pay, but it's over. That is not what happened last Saturday. Kazim says he was humiliated inside of his home by police and suspects it was because of the color of his skin.
Turn around and face away from me.
What?
Turn around and face away from me.
What?
Watching the surveillance tape from inside Kazim's home in North Raleigh, there's Kazim in his boxer shorts in the foyer of his home, staring down the barrel of a Raleigh police officer's gun.
This was one of the...
He's a larger black man, and it was a skinny young white cop.
I only saw it from that angle for a little bit. It looks like the guy lives...
Looks like he's, yeah.
It looks like he lives there, dickhead! I mean, what? Listen. Let's take...
Turn around. Face away from me. Wait, why?
It's my house, dickhead! I mean, if I was... Listen, of course, there's a racial element to this.
Undoubtedly.
There has to be.
I put money on it.
There just has to be. Because let's say there's not. The most remotest motherfucking chance possible. There's not... No, race doesn't play a part in this, right? And I know that's a ridiculous notion.
Well, we can fantasize.
Let's fantasize. Sure. It's not about race. Still, the guy's in his underwear. Right. Why would you burglar in underwear? Why would it not occur to this fucking guy?
One might want that to go through your head. I'll bet it's a nice neighborhood.
Yeah. And the guy had a gun, but it's his right to
but
have
the gun.
He
set it down, right. And he set it down, and he said, I live here. I have a gun.
And the way the cops probably knocked on the door is like, boom, 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 boom.
You sure?
Cop knock. The only person unreasonable here are these cops. People.
Yes. I have another Trump's America story.
Because,
you know, why the fuck not?
I mean, thank God nobody got shot, right?
Right?
We need less guns. We need less guns.
This is an update.
Crab diving update.
We did the story of the Michigan. There's a city council, Marysville.
Oh yes,
Michigan.
Right,
where a woman was running for a city council seat there.
Yes.
When we played the tape of her publicly and proudly declaring that. When they asked about immigration, that we need to keep, quote, Marysville as white as possible.
Oh, yeah. I remember her. Fucked up.
Yeah. It was an open forum for candidates running to fill 5 open seats.
Yay.
On the city council. Jean Kramer was her name. She was asked about diversity in Marysville, which is 95% white.
Okay.
Damn. And the person asking the question said, should we do more to encourage diversity? And she said, keep Marysville a white community as much as possible. White. Seriously. In other words, no foreign born. Uh-uh, no foreign people.
Oh, my God.
To which you could hear, I mean, gasps of horror in the audience and from other council, people running for the council.
What do you think she meant by that?
Well, of course, I'm reading from Crooks and Liars. When questioned by a reporter a few days later about whether she wants to keep non-white people out of Marysville,
yes,
she said she doesn't have a problem with non-white people.
Oh, okay.
But doesn't support interracial marriage.
What?
And thinks immigrants need to, quote, keep up their homes.
Oh, my God. Keep up their homes.
Keep up their homes. Apparently, they're all filthy.
Oh, geez. Well, I mean.
She said, quote. And of course, we know where her justification comes from.
Yeah.
When it comes to the Holy Bible.
Oh, my God.
It's all one. In the beginning, God created the heaven, the earth. He also created Adam and Eve. Same kind.
Oh, is this an not Adam and Steve kind of deal? Is that where she's going?
No, both white.
Oh, same kind.
Eve, same kind.
Oh, God. Hey, listen, I'm white. And yeah, and you should go in my room if you're talking about keeping your home clean. It looks like a crime scene all the time. My desk looks like a crime scene. It's horrible. It's like someone just robbed me all the time. And I'm white, you idiot.
Well, now, quote, after widespread backlash, she submitted a letter to local officials formally withdrawing her name from consideration.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Without saying anything else about it.
Right.
But they say it's too late to take her name off the ballot.
Oh, so she could still get elected.
So, yeah.
Good God.
I mean, highly unlikely, but it might be
right.
Fascinating to see who does end up voting for her. See how many votes she does still squeak out there.
You know, I'm
Marysville, Michigan.
Yeah, yeah. It's what a great place. What a great place. They want to keep Marysville white, but you know, the thing about this that's crazy, it's 95% white. You know what
I mean? Yes.
So what is she worried about? I mean, really, it is white.
Well, right. And then one guy said, that was why the question was, do you think we should do more to encourage diversity? She's like, fuck no.
God.
Are you kidding me?
What a fucking asshole. Jesus.
Because God said.
Oh, yeah.
Because God created Adam and Eve.
Oh, yes.
We know they were both white as hell.
Both kinds.
I've seen the paintings of them. They're both white. I know.
The paintings. That's right. I saw it in there. Stained glass windows.
So thoughts and prayers to Jane Kramer.
Yes.
Of Marysville, Michigan.
It's a nice city the way it is. We have.
Meaning.
If black people, if a black couple wants to move in, fine.
Stop there.
There's no but there. It's if a black couple wants to move in next door, fine. Period. You can even
marriage,
add that's
no.
Great or wonderful, but not this.
But to have the mixed marriage, no.
Oh, my God.
Marysville is a small city in St. Clair.
There you go.
Jesus. Jesus fucking Christ.
But to have the interracial marriage, no.
No. You know what? I'm so sorry. I put up a promo just now, like, and I used that picture of... I keep forgetting there's a picture of Newt Gingrich and Snooki.
Oh, sure. It's a classic.
What the fuck?
It's a classic photo.
I can't ever remember why that photo took place. Why was Snooki and Newt Gingrich hanging the fuck out?
I don't remember.
Is that not an odd pairing to you? Snooki and Newt, baby. What the fuck?
And I think she's Newt's a mom now and shit.
Oh, good. And there's Newt's wife, too. Who's going to be our ambassador to something at some point, I thought. Or she is. No, she's the ambassador to the Vatican.
Yep.
What a
real tough job.
No, it should be a tough job. It should be a very tough job. Because I tell you what, if Ryan Pfeiffer were president, we would be at war with the Vatican over all these child rapings. Fuck that. I'm rolling in and I'm taking your shit and I'm giving it to your victims.
Well, you got to roll through Italy first.
No, I don't.
Unless you paratroop in.
I do not have a problem with Italy. My problem is not, I like Italy. I don't like the Vatican.
Well, Italy likes the Vatican, and you got to go through a bit of Italy to get to the Vatican.
No, they cannot harbor an organization that exists so priests can rape children.
There's a lot of harboring going on. You've seen them.
They like it.
You've seen their place, yeah.
They don't give a shit.
There's a lot of business going on
there. Doesn't it bother them? Doesn't it bother them that they're supporting a church that just systematically rapes children and then hides the perpetrators? Does it not bother them in the least?
Some of them.
God. Jeez, guys. Boy, you sure... This Jesus shit is strange. It's just strange.
This is not a follow-up.
Not a crab diving follow-up, but...
But this is a... story that makes you go, Because it seems to now be what once before was an odd one-off story.
Yes.
Now appears to be more of a pattern.
Okay.
As previously we learned that on apparently a particularly wonderful vacation one time.
Yes.
Down in, I think it was Miami. Jerry Falwell Jr. and his wife were hanging out somewhere, and
yes,
apparently a were wooed
right
by the business acumen
of not another pool boy,
of a pool boy,
but not another one. Is this a different pool boy story?
God,
what a great business to be in, by the way.
Who this pool boy somehow ended up having a running a luxury hotel that Falwell had put like almost $2 million into or something like that. So
yeah.
That was odd enough. But now over at the Reuters.
But wait, just so I'm clear, I almost don't believe you. This is a totally different pool boy. This is not the same pool boy.
Allow me to... Evangelical leader and prominent Donald Trump backer. This is Aram Rostin and Joshua Schneier reporting.
Yes.
Brilliant reporters. Jerry Falwell Jr. personally approved real estate transactions.
Yes.
By his nonprofit Christian university.
Okay.
That helped his personal fitness trainer obtain valuable university property.
Oh, okay. Personal fitness trainer.
Around 2011, Falwell, president of Liberty University in Virginia, and his wife Rebecca began personal fitness training sessions with Benjamin Crosswhite.
Yes.
Then a recent 23-year-old graduate of Liberty University.
Oh, okay. I see. Wow. Wow. So... What kind of personal training are they doing? Are they doing like resistance training? Are they doing?
I don't have that information.
Cardio? Is this flexibility?
I think on Thursdays there's a lot of resistance allowed.
Just give in. God.
Now, after a series of university real estate transactions signed off by Falwell,
right?
Crosswhite owns a sprawling 18-acre racket sports and fitness facility on former Liberty property.
Oh, wow. So
last year, a local bank approved a line of credit allowing Crosswhite's business to borrow as much as $2 million.
Wow. But he's a trainer, right? He's a personal trainer? Okay, he must work really hard. Because how did he put up this line of credit? When you get a line of credit, maybe don't you have to put up collateral or something or some proof that you could pay this back? And he, I guess, was able to do that from his personal training business, get a $2 million loan and build a resort-ish kind of thing.
So then
wow,
the Reuters story goes back over the Giancarlo Granda, the pool boy
yes
story.
Right.
It says the support Falwell provided to the two young men has some parallels.
Oh.
Both were aided in business ventures and both have, well, I don't know, flown on the nonprofit university's corporate jet.
Wow. God. The nonprofit university's corporate jet.
The difference is when Falwell helped Crosswhite, he used the assets of Liberty, the tax-exempt university.
Is that bad or something? Is that illegal?
That's untoward. You're using university funds to set up your personal trainer in a business.
But is the loan? I mean, did he buy the? When he bought the land from Liberty University, right? The guy did.
It says former Liberty land. Yeah.
Well, so that, I mean, Liberty University got paid. It's just in an odd way, right?
In 2016, Falwell signed a deal transferring the sports facility, complete with tennis courts and fitness center, to Crosswhite. Under the terms, he wasn't required to put any money down towards the purchase price.
God, I mean, it's as if Crosswhite might have something on Jerry Falwell Jr., right? Is that what it seems like to you?
Liberty immediately committed up front to lease the back tennis courts from Crosswhite at the site for 9 years for $650,000.
Wow.
So they probably have a tennis team and they wanted to use the courts.
Yeah.
For that.
9 years for $650,000.
The school also offered him financing at a low 3% interest rate to cover the rest of the $1.2 million transaction.
Wow. Jeez. I mean, this must be some fitness trainer, though. I mean, we don't know. He might be really good, dude. You know, I've heard people brag about their trainer, like, oh, my trainer does this, my trainer does that. I'm going to buy him a fucking fitness center. I'm going to set him up. What was the other guy, though? The pool boy was, to me, even better, though, because that was like $10 million, wasn't it? Or am I out of my brain? The pool boy, what?
Two million.
Just $2 million. Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay, what a pussy. Jeez. This guy got a whole thing, though. I mean, he got a whole...
Falwell has tried to be a business mentor to Crosswhite.
What? Who would
the university statement said, but that effort did not cause him to abandon his fiduciary duties to Liberty.
Oh, I see. So no matter how weird this bullshit is, Liberty is going to get their money, probably from Jerry Falwell, right?
He'll be okay. They'll be okay.
Liberty will be okay.
As Liberty's leader, Falwell draws an annual salary of nearly $1 million.
Damn. For what? For making these great deals? For what? What does he do at Liberty University? Does he actually teach? Does he teach or does he?
Oh, I don't think he does much of anything. He's the poobah. So he does lunches and shit.
He's hanging out at the steam room. He's hanging out at the tennis court. He's hanging out at the pool, baby. I'm making deals. Or maybe it might be,
You don't think he's just good at spotting business talent?
You know, I'm going to change subjects.
Serving him a daiquiri?
I'm going to change subjects, and I'm going to talk about a scenario that's totally unrelated to this. Imagine a person, let's say they own a university with a religious affiliation. It's in fact a religious university, and said person is a lunatic,
fictional, yeah,
yes, a lunatic nut job religious leader who, you know, is a big old Christian, blah 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 blah.
Okay,
let's say he likes to fuck pool boys, this guy.
Okay.
Or fitness trainers, this guy. Let's say he fucks a few pool boys and a few fitness trainers. He fucks them good, and then these people take pictures of this. And they say, hey, Mr. Religious Dickbag, you just fucked me. And unless you buy me a gym or give me $2 million, I'm going to sell these to TMZ. Do you think, have you ever heard of what? That would be a crazy story, wouldn't it?
Well, let's not forget that recently Michael Cohen.
Yes.
Said at one point he helped the Falwells get rid of some, quote, racy pictures. Something to do with that.
Why? God, why does anybody really? How does Trump get into this story? I mean, damn.
I sent you a picture of the fitness trainer with.
As a promo, I just put up that picture of Ivanka wearing that weird looking maxi pad on her head.
Oh yeah. I don't think this would be a promo. I'm just sending it to you to see the.
I didn't get it.
The fitness guy. I did. I hope I sent it to you.
No, I don't.
On Facebook.
It. When did you send it?
A few minutes ago.
No, you didn't send it.
It just says seen. It just says you saw it.
No. The last thing I got, is it from Crab Diving?
No, it's from me on Messenger.
Well, I don't see it, and I didn't get it.
What's the previous thing?
The previous thing is that article from Salon about
House
Judiciary shit. I don't even know what that is yet. But that's it. That's the only thing I got.
Let me
from
send
you.
It again.
Now I just got it. Oh, my God. Who's that behind him?
That's Falwell working out.
How do you... Okay.
Anyway.
God damn.
That's funny. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal, which helps us out here. Every time you go to buy stuff at Amazon, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon, and it takes you through to their site, and then you buy some shit, and then we get a little commissione.
We get paid, baby!
And it doesn't cost you fuck all.
Ooh, wee-wee.
And we appreciate big time, long time, those that do.
That's right,
that already
Pat.
Buy the shit.
Wait, what?
That already buy shit through Amazon.
Yeah.
Through our Amazon link.
Buy more shit. Don't hold out, you know?
I've got... I don't know if this is good news, but...
possible good news, but it probably sucks.
Another harbinger of possible economic slumpitude to come...
I mean, I'm so sorry.
You're rewinding back too.
I got to think about this Falwell stuff because I mean, what went on? Okay, so the pool guy got $2 million.
Yeah, roughly.
Fitness trainer got a facility.
Yeah, and a low interest loan for the rest of it.
So he
and a $650,000
a client
lease deal up front.
Pool boy got more. I mean, fitness guy got more.
Oh, I think so. Yeah.
So what the fuck went on? Like, I just
want
to know what
that fitness center in those shit locker rooms.
The pool boy shit must have been small potatoes compared
Falwell
to
would probably go work out at that facility.
I'm just saying, why did this guy get so much more than the other guy? And how does he decide?
I don't know.
This guy, I just pictured this fitness trainer say, hey, I'm going to put these on 4chan unless...
Maybe pool boy aimed lower.
Yeah, pool boy fucked up. Well, no, what happened was fitness trainer guy saw what pool boy got, and he was like, oh, if pool boy's getting this, I'm getting a gym, I'm getting tennis courts, and I'm going to make that fucking university lease my courts for, I don't know, more than $500,000 for 9 months. Oh, I'm going to... Oh, yes. I just got to suck this guy's dick for a little bit. Allegedly. Maybe.
I wonder if that's year-round for 9 years, and I wonder how many courts.
Oh, it's for nine years.
Now I'm trying to do the math in my head. Because
was that a good deal?
I ran a small tennis club at one point in my past history.
$650,000 for 9 years rental on tennis courts in a nice area? That fitness trainer got fucked, right?
I don't know. It depends on...
I mean, I'll take that money. Don't get me wrong. But
it sounds like they're outdoors, so you know there's a season.
Oh, maybe he did good then. So let's call it like really 3.5 years.
I don't know.
So that's a good deal.
I'd have to look into it more, and I absolutely don't care that much. Well, it's Monterey Car Week, Ryan.
Oh yes, shit.
Or it
yes.
has been Monterey Car Week,
right?
which is every year in August.
Yes.
The Monterey Peninsula in Northern California plays host to the largest gathering of classic car aficionados.
That's cool.
On the planet.
Right. Do you go to this?
High-end car shows, exclusive auctions.
Yay!
The nights are reserved for private mansion parties. and charity balls sponsored by top car brands like Bentley, Infiniti, Ferrari, Lamborghini, Mercedes-Benz.
Look at me penis.
You can spot celebs there.
Right.
Like Jay Leno.
Yes.
Ralph Lauren hangs out.
Ooh, wee wee.
It was built to be the built around the granddaddy of all car shows.
Yes.
The Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance.
Oh, Concours d'Elegance.
It's French.
Oh,
it's
yes.
French. At Pebble Beach.
Oh, Le Pebble Beach.
Concours d'Elegance.
Oh, yes.
Now in fitting, it's 69th year.
Oh, very funny.
It is open to the general public, but...
Yes.
The ticket prices, let's say, probably encourage a certain type of crowd.
Yes.
$425 to get in.
Damn! What? For one day? So I can look at cars? Who does this?
The outdoor event is part English garden party and part New England clam bake with women in period dresses.
Oh, boy.
And flamboyant hats. Flanked by men in blazers and brightly colored pants. It's a fucking costume party.
For rich people.
Yes.
Who cares? Hey, if you're going to this...
Where they also buy and sell ridiculously priced fancy rare cars.
Oh my God, I'm going to start singing Les Mis. I don't get it.
Champagne flows liberally as loudspeakers pump out classical music.
Ooh.
Adding an air of sophistication.
Oh, look at me penis.
This is from Fortune, by the way.
Fortune. Oh,
magazine.
Okay. That's different.
The real stars of the show, it says, however, are the cars assembled at the 18th hole of the golf course.
Oh, wow. What if they were all Transformers and fucked you up?
Near the lodge.
Yes.
This year, there were 214 cars.
Yes.
Completing for a bunch of awards.
Oh, okay. Oh, my car won something. Oh, look, wow.
Those that win their particular class go on to compete for the coveted Best in Show.
Yay!
You think they walk down the road with their cars?
Oh, yeah. Are they feeding their car a little treat?
This year, the honor went to a beautifully restored 1931 Bentley Gurney Nutting Tourer.
A nutting? Oh, okay. What?
Owned by a Hong Kong billionaire.
Yay.
Sir Michael David Kaduri, who is chairman of Hong Kong and Shanghai Hotels Conglomerate.
Wow. So a bunch of really, 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 really rich people take a lot of fucking money and they buy a really, really, really nice car. And do they wash it? Do they tune it up? Do they do anything like that to it, do you think? Or do they just pay people to do it?
Oh, I'm sure most of them
but then
pay somebody to do it.
They get their dick sucked if their car wins.
But they paid for it.
They didn't do anything.
But I paid for it.
I could win that contest. I could win that contest tomorrow. Give me a pile of money. Give me one of their piles of money. And I will go out and I will buy the best fucking car. Big fucking deal.
Showing a car at Pebble Beach has always been difficult, but it has been almost impossible in recent years among the rising standards and skyrocketing values.
Oh, wow.
Not only does the car have to be rare and unique, it looks to look and drive as well, if not better, than it did when it first rolled off the production line.
Oh, geez. You guys have it so tough. Oh, we have to spend all this money to buy the best car on the fucking planet. It's so difficult.
Restoring a car to meet the show's ever-rising standards can take thousands of man hours, costing its owners anywhere from 6 to 7 figures.
You fuckheads!
Millions.
There are people
of dollars.
Starving. There are people starving on the street. There are camps of homeless people in these goddamn metropolitans. And how much? 7 figures.
6 to 7 figures.
Oh, God.
To restore a car.
I wish Jesus existed, came out of the sky, and smited all your fucking oligarch asses. Fuck you. That's too much money. That's disgusting. That's disgusting. Right? I mean, fuck that.
Gregory Hawk.
Oh, yes, Gregory.
Who showed off his deep purple 1935 Packard 1204 Super 8 Roadster.
Oh, yeah, look at my big nuts.
spent 2,200 hours restoring his car.
Yes.
With the help of an 88-year-old Packard expert.
Well,
I mean, it sounds like he might have done it.
Do
I agree with you. He said, I applied three times to be here, if you can believe it. They only took me serious after the car took the top prize at another show last year.
But the car, do you at least, whoever owns this car, do you at least share the award with the people that help you? Because it's not, the people that buy these cars aren't doing the work, are they?
Not many of them, I would think.
Yes. Am I off? Do I sound like a complete bag of
shit here? No, I agree. It's not. It's like buying a horse. It's like these owners that own these horses.
Right.
And they get the fucking Kentucky Derby prize.
Yeah.
They get the prize.
You know what else? They
get
the
trainer.
Right.
Trainer gets some shit.
Yes.
Not the jockey who gets some shit. The horse doesn't get much.
Yes.
I mean, gets to retire and go fuck.
Right.
Does
what about the person that takes a bag and puts it over the horse's penis and extracts?
Say, even now, even then, the horse probably doesn't even have the fun of retiring to go off and fuck. Now he's got some human jerking it off.
Yeah. That horse has got to be thinking, what are you doing? What do you think you're doing for me with those tiny hands? Really?
It'd be a bad Trump job.
Trump would be like, I can't even. God, <never mind. laughs> I'm going to pass out. He just pee on me.
But a harbinger of maybe a lessening economy to come.
Yes.
That the total value of cars during this year's auctions.
Right.
Only came in at $245 million.
I just hate all these people. Oh, God. What? What do you... How much does it cost to get in this?
One third less.
400
than last year.
Oh, boy, guys.
As many
fucking losers.
Some of the highest priced cars went unsold.
Oh, you losers. Nobody bought any of these cars?
They say from high-end New York real estate to fine art to now classic cars, the ultra-wealthy are curbing their profligate spending in a big way this year.
Curbing profligate spending. Well, good. What does that mean, profligate? Like expensive bullshit?
Right. They're not, yeah.
Oh, how sad. How sad. You're tightening up your belt. Oh, my. Are you? But they're still going on vacations. They still have multiple homes, right? We're talking profligate spending.
They just may not buy another 10.
Are you curbing profligate spending?
I don't know that I've ever...
I don't even... I've experienced
spent
that.
Profligately.
Yes. Congratulations, fuckheads.
So, I mean, there you go. Then it's a whole thing about this whole Monterey car week, but...
Yes.
Maybe too much.
Right. Boy. Excuse me. I mean, I just want to say big congratulations to all the dickbags even that have money to take everyone, you know, $425 a ticket and you're walking around looking at cars. Jesus.
The only year the classic car market dipped significantly was in 2009 at the height of the global financial crisis.
Yes.
By 2010, the market had recovered mightily and never looked back until this week.
Ooh, okay.
Despite a record number of cars hitting the auction block this year, the total raised in came at a paltry $245
million,
representing a 34% decrease from the previous year.
God damn it, guys! Can't this economy right itself? I mean, how depressing. Only $245 million. Usually a lot more. Come on, pussies.
One major car collector who didn't wish to be identified.
Oh, okay. Anonymous dickhead.
Let's see, should be identified.
Absolutely.
I held the high bid in a lot of cars today, but I didn't win any of them because of these crazy reserves. I'm not going to bid against myself, so the car goes unsold.
Oh, okay. So, meaning he couldn't hang with the big boys this time.
No, he bid on these cars, but they found out they had high reserve. In other words, there's a magic number at which they don't necessarily. Sometimes they do. Sometimes
well,
they
that's
don't
fascinating.
Publicize it, and then you bid your way up to the reserve price, and then it can be sold.
What do you think these bids are? $100,000
price.
$100,000 higher.
Oh, each increment. It depends on the car.
No, I mean the total price of a car is.
Oh, millions. $100,000.
So, but
$100,000.
what
kind of shit
I
show?
I will bid.
How dare you? This is the modern.
$9,500 on the classic Toyota Celica from 1987, with the roll windows, and the 8-track adapter.
The average sale price.
Yes.
Was $364,000.
Oh, wow. So, wait a second. If you're going to, that's crazy to me. You're going to spend $300,000 on a car, but you won't spend four to meet the reserve. That's
sometimes
weird.
Sometimes you don't know what the reserve is. They just say you haven't met the reserve yet. And like this guy said, I'm not going to keep bidding against myself.
So. Right. And I
or they
I listen,
knew what the reserves are, and they're like, well, it's insane.
But it's all insane. If you're going to bid $300,000 on a car, but not four, I don't know. Is that out of your budget for some reason? But you could handle $300,000 to the wallet, but not four. Don't you think that's weird? Well, what do you need?
The pillow is out of reach. The dog just jumped on my lap.
But it's weird, right? Well, how could you? I got it.
Thank you. Well, it's crazy.
Does that make any sense?
So the rich are curbing. Thank you so much. Shelby thanks you, so she won't fall on the floor. The rich are curbing spending.
You leave my feet alone, though, okay?
Oh, there's no guarantees there.
she got me good the other day. It's pretty funny.
So, there you go.
Wow. Well, hey, I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
Grab some bargains, maybe.
They're really feeling it. Oh, yeah. God, what? So if you doll up your car, pimp it out, whatever the fuck you want to do this. Now you got a car. It's worth $500,000. Nobody buys it. What do you do with all that? What do you do with that car? Just park it in your fucking driveway?
Well, you'd probably go to a different auction.
Drive Uber? Yeah. Oh, a different auction. That's a weird life. It's like, what do? I refurbish. I throw just hundreds of thousands of dollars into cars to refurbish them, to flip them.
These are bored rich people.
So no charity they could be into?
They probably do that too. They've got so much money.
Yeah, yeah.
They probably do charity.
Right. I hope so. They're not doing enough. They're not doing enough. If you're spending $300,000, nobody should be able to spend $300,000.
Tax the fuck out of them. Nobody tax them.
Or we have to take their shit. It's beyond this. You have to take their shit. Hyperbole, but we have to. God.
Hyperbole. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Yay. It's already after the top of the hour here. The skies have cleared. It was rainy as fuck here.
Ooh, yes.
Earlier here in the Florida Panhandle area.
Hurricane season soon, I'm sure, or we're in the middle of it.
Till November, right?
Damn.
Something like that.
There's some storm out in the Caribbean, right? The storm starts with a D.
Yes.
Great. That's cool.
Possibly heading toward Puerto Rico. And did you see our commander-in-chief is already whining about the possibility of having to help Puerto Rico out again?
He's whining? Dude, Donald, how do you think they feel about a hurricane coming towards them? And you for sure will still be president when that happens. I mean, they're terrified. They're terrified. Jesus Christ. Go down there and throw chicken at them. Do something.
Falwell story is everywhere now. I've seen it on all these different sites.
What is it? What would you say?
The Falwell story is everywhere now.
Yeah, I mean, that's just crazy. You got to wonder how many facilities, how many restaurants. I mean, it's a real, I mean, you could say he's a job creator, right? Because he, let's just say he allegedly goes somewhere, sticks his dick into someone, then they threaten to blackmail him, and then he has to, you know, be like an investor in whatever business they're into. That's what it seems like. So, like, if you feel like getting into the gymnasium business, I guess you fuck your personal trainer. If you want to get into the, I don't know what the pool business is, you want to open a water park, well, you go mouth fuck your pool boy or something like that, right? Is that, that's an interesting way to start a business, isn't it?
I guess.
What are they teaching at Liberty University? What?
Get somebody from the front line.
Oh, yes. Sorry. Sorry for this, but I sorry to do this to you during your shift, but I really want to open a Burger King. He says that.
Let me see. Where is it? Trump.
Yay. Hey.
This is our president.
Oh, yeah. What a great guy.
Yesterday we talked about how, was it Trump bed bugs or something like that? Or
no, yeah, they're in Doral.
Was trending. About the guy that had sued
in Doral,
that was in spent a night at Doral and got bitten by bed bugs all over his back and neck, and
sad.
Apparently, there was a settlement.
Yes,
a couple of years ago, right? 2017, wasn't it?
Right.
Where? Oh man, he's been prolific since I looked a little while ago.
Damn.
The 7 hour. Well. Let's start with the morning. I've gotten to know President Jair Bolsonaro well in our dealings with Brazil. He is working very hard on the Amazon fires and in all respects doing a great job for the people of Brazil. Not easy. He and his country have the full and complete support of the United States! Exclamation point.
Now, Bolsonaro is a fascist.
Who literally... change the laws to say, burn that shit down, put some farmland there, and let's make some money off that stuff.
Right. So,
because fuck the environment.
So what happened? How does Brazil get loose of this guy? Do they vote him out?
They're going to have to.
That's the same plan we have.
Boy.
Jeez.
Then he tweeted about Italy's prime minister starting to look good for the highly respected prime minister of the Italian Republic, Giuseppe Conte.
Giuseppe.
I think he's kind of a right-wing dickbag. That's why he likes him.
Yeah, yeah.
By Italy standards, right-wing dickbag.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what does that mean?
Socialist.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
No bed bugs at Doral.
Well, not now, maybe.
The radical left Democrats, upon hearing that the perfectly located for the next G7, Doral National, figure this one out, all caps, Miami. So the only world that is all caps is Miami.
Does he love Miami or something? I mean,
Doral National, Miami.
Miami!
Was under consideration for the next G7. Spread that false and nasty rumor. Not nice! Exclamation point.
Jeb! Is it true that Miami is forever capitalized to make it taller because global warming?
I guess so. Gotta,
that's good.
The lower letters will be submerged.
Yes.
The G7 was a great success for the USA and all lamestream media coverage. Bore no caps relationship to what actually happened in France.
Wait.
All caps. Fake news.
No is all caps. Fake news is all caps.
And then it was all caps. Great. Exclamation point.
It was great.
There you go.
I mean, no. It bore no. I mean, he's crazy, dude.
Now, listen to this.
Yes.
Wow, this is 6 hours ago. Exclamation point. Yet another big storm heading to Puerto Rico. Will it ever end? Congress approved $92 billion for Puerto Rico last year, an all-time record for of its kind for scare quotes anywhere.
What in the fuck does that fucking mean? Anywhere.
Congress approved $92 billion for Puerto Rico last year, an all-time record of its kind for anywhere. It's almost like he's saying those ungrateful Puerto Ricans yes. are going to have another fucking
right.
hurricane, and we're going to have to send those Mexicans
and we send
some
them,
more money.
We send them more money than anywhere with quotes.
In quotes.
What
do the quotes mean?
Hey, Donald, they are not summoning these hurricanes. This is,
Mark Taylor may.
I don't even need to finish this. I'm saying
have
it's
an argument with you.
You know, like Chris Rock has that routine. He's got that joke. I take care of my kids.
Yeah, yeah. You're supposed to.
Yeah, they're your kids. This is Puerto Rico is like your kids. Puerto Rico is you're in charge of Puerto Rico. You are their president. You're supposed to take care of them.
I thought about trading it for Greenland.
Why do you want to buy Greenland and you can barely take care of Puerto Rico?
Well, and I'll bet the Puerto Ricans would do better under Denmark.
Yes!
Nationalized health care.
Of course they would. Of course they
would. Free college.
If anyone from Puerto Rico is listening, I want to apologize for making you imagine what it would be like to be under Denmark's rule, but you're under America's rule. That made them sad. They probably just got sad, dude.
Trade us.
Yeah, how about a trade? Fuck yes. You want to trade Florida into can we have Denmark as a daddy? That's a better daddy.
Then he retweeted Mike Pence, who tweeted, "To keep America great, we have to reelect Lindsey Graham. Send Duncan for Congress." I don't know which one that is. "Back to Washington, and we need 4 more years of President Donald Trump in the White House." And Trump said, 100% confirmed.
Confirmed?
Yeah.
He doesn't say, "Thanks, Mike. Thanks for that, Mike. Thank you, Mike." Doesn't say that. 100% confirmed.
God, wow. Then he retweeted Kellyanne Conway.
Okay.
Who tweeted a story from the shitrag Washington Examiner.
Right.
"John Kerry's son cut business ties with Hunter Biden over Ukrainian oil deal." So this is, they're trying to smear Joe Biden by smearing his son.
Right.
That his son is involved in some shady deals. Now they're saying, look, even John Kerry's son didn't work with Biden.
And look at all these.
Kellyanne
evil...
said messy.
Oh, yes. Oh, it's messy. Oh,
she tweeted it. And then Trump just retweeted it without comment.
Wow. Well, that's big of you, Donald. He didn't even comment. I mean, well, so what's going on? I mean, it's obviously a huge scandal, right?
Apparently.
I mean, have you heard of this? Prior.
Oh yeah, they're remember Giuliani was going to go to Ukraine to try to get dirt on Hunter Biden because of just this deal.
Oh, okay, I remember this now.
Which again, somehow they think through the transitive property is going to make Joe Biden eligible to be president of the United States of America.
Well, I mean,
because the Republicans are going to try to smear someone for corruption.
Well, I mean, well, what, God, Kate, I mean, geez, oops, Shelby, what the fuck happened to Hillary though? She's running against the most corrupt guy on the planet and she was smeared with these Russian bots and made to look corrupt.
Yes.
I don't think that's crazy. And I think that's probably what is going to happen during this election. The
but
Russian
this isn't
bots.
Even him. This is his son.
I mean, but they'll say something on the post like, makes you worry about Joe, right?
The apple doesn't fall from the tree.
Just like that. And that's enough for the idiots.
5 hours ago, Trump tweeted, "The Federal Reserve loves watching our manufacturers struggle with their exports to the benefit of other parts of the world. Has anyone looked at what almost all other countries are doing to take advantage of the good old USA?
God.
Our Fed has been calling it wrong for too long! Exclamation point.
Festivus! It's Festivus, everybody! What did he say? Oh, shit.
38 minutes ago, Judge Jeanine Pirro is following up her number one bestseller with another book that is destined to also be number one. Quote, Radicals, Resistance, and Revenge, the Left's Plot to Remake America.
Oh, shit.
Out today. Go get it.
Wow.
He's fucking just outwardly endorsing.
Yes.
The books that lick his sphincter.
Yeah. God. I mean, I'm sorry. Can you do that? Can you promote a product? I mean, I guess he's not profiting from it, right? So it's just like, it seems untoward, doesn't it? That a president would, well, it seems weird that a president would use his platform to promote a book that is just sucking his dick. It's not a good look. I mean, sure, did Obama do this all the time, too?
They would
did
have
this
lost
over
their
and
minds.
Over again, right?
Yeah, they would have lost their minds.
Yeah.
Looking forward to being with Dan Bishop in 2 weeks in North Carolina. His opponent believes in open borders and sanctuary cities and won't protect your Second Amendment. That's going to be his mantra.
Yeah.
He doesn't know the names of these candidates. He just knows that the Democrat running against anybody is open borders, sanctuary cities, and won't protect your Second Amendment.
Fear, fear, fear. They're letting brown people invade your cities and they want to take your guns so you can't protect yourselves.
Oh, you can still get tickets for September 9th. A Trump rally in Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Shit, man. God. You think this guy, I'm so sorry, this is a callback to deep in this episode. This is like the gun thing made me think. Do you think the guy is going to maybe look to maybe fixing his burglar alarm so it just doesn't go off in the middle of the fucking night? Or does the cat trip the burglar alarm? See, now I would want to fix that. I would be like, we're getting rid of this burglar alarm because fuck it. It's doing the opposite of keeping me safe.
Just put a picture out on the door that says, this man lives here.
Do it. That's a great idea. That's what I would do. I would be plain about it. Hi, I am an African-American person. I live at this house. Here's my picture.
Have a little video play when they come to the door.
Here's a copy of my ID. I'm in here. No, please don't shoot me. Or put me in handcuffs and drag me half naked through my yard into your patrol car. Please.
Because that looks great for the neighborhood.
You have to go to your neighbors and explain. I mean, or your neighbors were probably watching and be like, why the fuck are you dragging that guy out of the yard? Why did the neighbors not?
The racist ones were like, I knew it.
I mean, surely some of the neighbors were like, hey, what's going on with so-and-so? Why are you dragging him out of the house? I would be all up in that. What a crazy fucking story.
The G7 in France was so successful, and yet when I come back and read the corrupt and fake news and watched numerous networks, it was not even recognizable from what actually took place at the great G7 event! Exclamation point. There's two more tweets, and the last one's spectacular. It is amazing that I could be at 51% with Zogby when the fake and corrupt news is almost 100% against me. Great job, Mr. President. He tweeted to himself.
He's tweeting to himself. That's crazy, man.
And then they do stories so big on Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren's crowd sizes, adding many more people than are actually there. And yet my crowds, which are far bigger, get no coverage at all. Fake news! Exclamation point.
Is that it? Is that the end of it?
Yeah, he's losing his mind.
Oh, my God. Because
she's getting real people coming out.
Did,
real
did
big
he
numbers
really
of people.
Say Pocahontas?
In quotes.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, that's crazy.
It's in quotes.
That is Elizabeth, incredible.
Quote, Pocahontas.
Oh, it's Festivus. But it's Festivus.
Yeah, he's losing his mind.
The country loves Elizabeth Warren.
The economy's starting to not look great.
They
Elizabeth
don't love
Warren,
me.
I think, terrifies him.
The media doesn't love him the way Elizabeth Warren is loved. The media loves him less.
And she's getting huge crowds for reals. And he says they're being overestimated. They're lying. Fake news.
I mean,
my crowds are far bigger.
Well, wait, Donald. There was one story where Elizabeth fucking, goddamn the dog, where Elizabeth Warren was like, she is done with this podcast. She must understand that you talk into that microphone.
She's really learned how to, snapping at it.
Yeah.
She's really learned how to just like flick her nose and push it completely out of the way.
You know, I can think of a lot of things interns on a podcast could do, but I know what they're not supposed to do would be bite the microphone. Right. You know, or your fucking finger like that. Shit.
They do stories so big on Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren.
Oh, my
crowd sizes.
God.
That was 12 minutes ago, so he's working hard.
Pocahontas.
Today.
I mean, for anyone listening that is on the fence about this Pocahontas comment, it is racist. It's racist, right?
Yes.
It's racist. It's racist, guys. It is. If anyone's listening and just know that our president is being racist, all caps, no quotes, racist, just racist.
What a shocker.
Yeah. Pocahontas, God. Why doesn't he, does he have a knock? What, if he runs against Elizabeth Warren, other than Pocahontas, what will he say?
That's it.
How will he handle
socialist,
her during
a
debate?
Socialist.
During a debate, will he call her Pocahontas?
Oh, undoubtedly. Are you kidding me?
He'll debate her.
And she'll shred him.
Will he debate her?
I think the odds are against.
God!
I would bet against him.
Nothing is fair. There's nothing about this goddamn Trump is fair. The impeachment process isn't fair. The election wasn't fair.
Because he'll squeal something about how the fake news media was going to be asking the questions and they're fake news and they're gonna sway it for her. And
I have all these like fantasies of Trump on stage with Elizabeth Warren, and he's trying to do that thing where he follows her and she just turns on him and points her finger. You are a money grubbing asshole. You're a fascist. You're a Nazi. Shame on you. She would say all of that.
Yes.
I'm not going to get that in a debate. God damn it. That's not fair. That is not fair. I want that. Didn't he call her a money grubber? She called Trump a money grubbing. What was it? Oh, it was beautiful.
Money grubbing little something. Yeah.
Angry money grubbing little fucknut. Something similar. Oh, it was great. God. We're not going to get that. Oh, it's so fucking shitty. Because you know she's going to get the nomination. You just know it. I know it. And she's not going to get to fucking debate him. That's bullshit.
One pundit said the Puerto Rico tweet is almost as if Trump is saying that Puerto Ricans are causing the hurricanes to spite him.
Yes! Are you insane? Will Mayor Pete debate Mike Pence?
Oh, that would be great.
Please, please. He would shred that dick bag. Correct? Correct?
Oh, yes. Yes.
None of this is fair. None of it.
God, I don't even remember anything about the Pence-Tim Kaine debate. Do you?
Did it happen?
Yeah.
God, I don't remember jack shit.
I really don't remember anything about it. I know it happened.
I don't. Fuck.
We got about a half hour left ish.
A half hour on crab diving.
25 minutes, actually.
Right.
Uh oh. Falwell trending on the Twitter.
Ooh.
Oh God, Alabama.
Fuck you.
And if I open the window and yell loud enough, they could maybe hear.
Oh, yeah.
We're so close to Alabama here.
Right.
And the crazy intern in my lap from Alabama.
I mean, God. Oh, she is.
She's an Alabama dog.
I forgot that. Aren't you glad?
Rescued from Alabama.
God, you're in a podcast studio. You could be in Alabama somewhere doing God knows what. Do you hear me? She's ignoring me.
The Republican Party of Alabama, the state GOP, has supported a resolution calling for Ilhan Omar to be expelled from Congress.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Jeez.
Oh, there's a version at AL.com. Let me read this one. Alabama Republicans are pushing for a controversial Minnesota representative to be removed from Congress.
But why?
A resolution passed last weekend at the GOP summer meeting in Auburn.
Oh, wow. That must that be what great. A lot. Grinder.
Grinder through the app.
Grinder's done melted. Grinder blew up. Is it true that's what happened? That Grinder actually blew up?
It was CPAC that they did it one yeah. year. That somebody, they said there yeah. were like record number of downloads well, in the city where CPAC was.
It blew that nuclear reactor in Russia.
Resolution passed called for the Alabama's elected congressional delegation to, quote, proceed with the expulsion process.
Okay.
For Ilhan Omar.
God, because she's brown, right?
Quote, Representative Omar has engaged in rhetoric that explicitly runs counter to American values and patriotism by falsely accusing U.S. armed forces of committing war crimes while on mission to liberate her home country of Somalia.
What?
She also dismissed the 9/11 terror attacks, sympathized with a convicted terrorist by advocating for sentencing leniency.
Oh, my God.
Omar has a disturbing record of using anti-Semitic language that includes alleging Jewish money is used to buy American influence regarding
God.
Its policy toward Israel.
I mean, is this like from Breitbart? Are they citing shit from Breitbart? Or are they just saying this bullshit?
This is quotes of what the resolution says.
Oh, my God.
The Alabama Republicans wrote themselves.
So they all got together and came up with this.
Was proposed by State Rep Tommy Haynes of Scottsboro, Alabama.
Hey, man.
And the committee passed the resolution on a voice vote.
Yes, yes.
You know, I don't know what it Goddamn. Means for anyone.
You know, whenever I hear stories like this or these wacko conservative lunatics, I just think about a certain uncle I have, and I follow him on Facebook. And goddamn, every now and then, it's the craziest fucking memes, you know, just the craziest. And he had one about Ilhan Omar was married to her brother or something like that.
And convicted 25 times of crimes or something.
Yeah,
which is
arrested like 23 fucking times. Meanwhile, there's pictures of this guy's got pictures of Donald Trump walking amongst. Oh, the carnage at 9/11 with people, with a group of people, a team he paid for to rescue folks or something.
Oh, Tommy Haynes. My welfare reform legislation would reduce dependency on government, eliminates food stamp fraud.
Oh,
it's time
yes.
to save hard-earned taxpayer money.
Fuck the poor. That's what that is. I'm sorry.
That's a drug test requirement.
Oh, for food stamps.
Yeah.
Why don't we have a drug test requirements for corporate welfare? So all these cokeheads that run big tech, big pharma, and all that other shit. Hey, God. I mean, there's a straight-up war on poverty in this country. That's all there is to that. Fucking Mitch McConnell. Well, never
yeah,
once. Never
poor,
once.
Poor Republicans go along with it.
And they never, ever vote on it. They never vote for an increase in minimum wage. How is that? I mean, God.
Because it hurts business.
She has moved your microphone away from your mouth.
It hurts big business.
Why don't you put your head somewhere else, intern? I mean, that microphone is there for a reason. You get it? You understand?
A couple months ago, Tommy Haynes posted on Facebook a story from ABC. Judge voids Alabama law protecting Confederate monuments. He's not happy about that.
Oh, yes.
Protect. If history is erased and it's destined to repeat itself, history cannot be erased due to personal bias. This is a blatant form of judicial activism. When the left fails to govern by policy, they go judge shopping. As a co-sponsor of this legislation,
what?
I find this ruling to be absurd.
Judge shopping? Oh, please.
So this is the guy who unsurprisingly put forth the resolution to have Ilhan Omar removed from
Congress. Oh, yeah. I mean, judge shopping. How about, let's talk about some of the judges Schittler is trying to appoint. There was one guy that never, like, as a lawyer, tried a case, right?
Right.
He didn't know anything.
That was the guy that even the Republican senator asked him, like, a law 101 question, and the guy couldn't answer it. And even he was like, I'm not voting for you.
Yeah.
Even I can't do this one.
Wow, boy. Is that what it takes? Is that what it takes for a Republican to do the right thing? To have someone so, ill-suited for a job to vote against him, even though he's a Republican. Is that what it takes?
Oh, my God. What is this country coming to? U.S. officials last week.
Yes.
Turned away a 17-year-old Palestinian incoming Harvard freshman.
Oh, shit.
After he was questioned about his friend's social media posts.
Right. Damn.
The 17-year-old's resident of Tyre, Lebanon.
Okay.
Was deported about 8 hours after arriving in Boston.
Yes.
Said immigration officials questioned him for hours, searched his phone and his computer.
Right.
He was questioned on his religious practices, was told to unlock all of his devices.
Yes.
After about 5 hours, an immigration official called him into the room. She started screaming at me. She said she found people posting political points of view that opposed the U.S. that were on my friends list.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I responded, God. I have no business with such posts, and I didn't like them, share, or comment on them. I shouldn't be held responsible for what others post.
Yeah.
I have no single post on my timeline discussing politics. The student's visa was canceled. He was told he would be deported.
Because of something a friend posted, this person didn't share it, this person didn't like it or comment.
But they went through his friends, and then they went through his friend's streams, and they found something they didn't like.
God. You know, every once in a while, someone will say, hey, Ryan, how are you friends with that person? They posted a bunch of wacko right-wing nut job shit, you know, and I go look at him like, I don't know. Maybe I'll unfriend him or something, depending on how like fucked up it is. But
Harvard is trying to negotiate with immigration officials to resolve the matter before the start of the fall semester.
I don't know all my friends on Facebook. I probably don't know 1 in 10. Who knows what?
So this is some little Nazi asshole.
Yes.
Goose-stepping immigration official.
Nine!
Who is looking at friends of friends.
How do you have time?
And finds something she doesn't like and says, no U.S. for you. Yes. Palestinian.
Yes. Hey, little Nazi racist. How do you have the time? I mean, that's a lot of time, right? That's a lot of time to put into fucking snooping around on people's fucking social media.
He was there for hours. He was questioned at the airport.
Oh, she's right behind you.
Yeah, for hours.
Yeah.
What does this country come to?
Well, we're nuts. We've taken cuckoo pills.
Harvard.
Oh, my God. You know, you just think about all these people that just work their ass off to get enough money to start a business. Like their business, they want to open a spa, they want to open a health club, and just to think that nowhere in a textbook does it say suck Jerry Falwell Jr.'s dick and then blackmailing it.
And I might be applying to colleges in Europe after this, and fuck your Harvard. Fuck your United
absolutely.
States. You've radicalized me now.
Yes.
I hate your fucking racist
scumbag
country. I don't want to go to college there.
Yeah. I mean, go to college in some other country and get free college. Can't you do that?
Yeah.
Why can't we have things that other countries have that are good? And why do we have things that other countries don't have that suck? Isn't this
because
America?
We have a lot of conservatives here that are still upset about the Civil War.
Oh, yeah. Boy, that's great.
And allow themselves to be fleeced by the evil conservatives pushing social agenda. Meanwhile, bloodletting all of the equity and work out of the economy
right,
and sucking it upward. to the rich people.
It's fucking bananas, dude. It's fucking bananas.
More of Trump's America there.
Yay.
Incoming Harvard freshman.
It's so nice. It's so nice. There's so many horrible people in this country that feel emboldened by our rapist in chief.
He said she was screaming at him. The Homeland Security official. Screaming at him over friends in his social media likes. Not his likes, just friends.
Yeah,
posting
yeah.
some stuff that was anti-US.
I don't have any control over what other people post. I really don't.
He hadn't liked them. He hadn't shared them.
You know, and I see some pretty crazy shit some people post, you know. And
but he's brown and he's from Palestine.
That's right. That's right, Pat. So what is the message? Just get off social media if you want to get in this country? I mean,
crazy.
Yeah, that is fucking bananas.
Also going on in the news.
Yes.
Skimming through some of the headlines here.
You know, we didn't cover yesterday. I don't really know the full extent of the story, but the Daily Beast chronicled Donald Trump's fascination with Miley Cyrus via Twitter. And it is pretty funny. He's really into Miley. I don't know if you saw this.
He was really into Miley. Yeah, I don't know that he's tweeted recently about
right,
it.
Right, right.
At one point, he was...
Like 2012.
He was way into Miley.
Yeah, yeah.
Way into tweeting
right
about that.
I mean, that's really, I mean, how long ago? Jesus.
7 years?
Oh my God. Well, geez, Donald. I mean,
when he was in his 60s.
She could have been our first lady.
Donald Trump was drooling over the idea of a housing meltdown because it meant he could buy up more property on the cheap. What kind of a man does that? What kind of a man roots for people to get thrown out of their house? What kind of man roots for people to get thrown out of their jobs, to root for people to lose their pensions, to root for two little girls in Clark County, Nevada, to end up living out of a van? What kind of a man does that? I'll tell you exactly what kind of a man does that. It is a man who cares about no one but himself. A small, insecure money grubber who doesn't care who gets hurt so long as he makes a profit off it. What kind of a man does that? A man who will never be president of the United States.
Sadly.
Oh, God.
Sadly, she was wrong.
No. Oh, damn.
I should have stopped after money grubber.
Oh, yeah, you should have. Oh, God, she was wrong. She was wrong. Oh.
She had hope for America.
But did she say never elected?
Yeah.
He was never elected. She's right. He was never fucking elected. That little money grubber stole it with Putin and all his fuckheads. God damn. Fuck. Oh.
She would destroy him. Oh, a new poll out yesterday, in fact, shows
yes.
In fact, shows that Warren, Biden, and Bernie Sanders are all kind of tied.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit.
Right now.
So is that good?
Biden's big lead is eroding, and Warren's is growing.
Yes.
Her popularity. And Bernie is... about the same, maybe dropping a little.
What about the Pfeiffer favorite, Andrew Yang? Is Andrew Yang rising in the polls?
The Pfeiffer favorite.
Yeah, yeah. The Alaska favorite.
He's still...
I mean, listen, I'm down.
He'll be in the debates.
I want $1,000 a month.
Right.
That would be tits,
yeah,
man.
I don't think he'll get elected, but I like everything he says. He's spot on with his...
Yeah.
What the problems are, especially about automation and offshoring of jobs and all that shit.
You know, I went to McDonald's the other day, and you walk in and you have to use these touchscreens. But I had to have a helper. The whole fucking time. The whole time.
And then you got fecal matter all over your fingers.
Well, no, he did. He did. He.
Oh, I see.
I didn't even touch the fucking buttons. I just put my card in there. And, like, I wanted no onions on a hamburger. That's like an act of goddamn Congress. It's very difficult. It's not fully automated. We're a long way away from this shit. Because they still have to have a worker there with me, walking me through this situation. And I, you know, I might have been one of the more, I don't know. There was a lot of people here that needed help. That's the point. You know?
One of the more computer savvy.
Yeah, and it's still fucking confusing. How do I find the dollar menu?
News out of the sovereign state.
I got bit.
Oh.
Okay.
Wow, she just snuck up and the sovereign state of Arizona.
Yay.
A couple days ago.
Yes.
We had a big announcement.
Yes.
In Arizona. Watch out, world. We are back.
Okay. Who the fuck is this?
On this day, August 25th, 2019, after consultation and approval from my wife of 61 years.
Okay.
Ava, I have decided to run to be reelected sheriff of Maricopa County.
Shut the fuck up!
Sheriff Joe Arpaio.
He was found guilty of contempt and
he was pardoned.
Oh,
man.
My God. He was told by a judge, right, to stop profiling, to stop checking people because of their skin color. And he continued to do it, and he was found in contempt, and he was found guilty.
87 years young.
What is it about these right-wing nut job racist dick bags? What is it about them that keeps them alive so fucking long? I mean, God.
Said that he's running for what would be a seventh term as sheriff of Maricopa County, promising to bring back several of his controversial policies, including the Tent City Jail.
God damn. Shit, man. Is he going to bring back the thing where he puts the prisoners in pink? Is he going to bring back the thing where he doesn't feed them? Where he only gives them bread and water?
I think he lost that court case.
God.
Arpaio had faced up to 6 months in prison after being convicted of criminal contempt in 2017.
Yes.
For ignoring a federal judge's order to stop detaining people because he merely suspected them of being undocumented immigrants.
God damn, dude.
You look Mexican-y to me.
Ooh.
Stop and show me your papers.
Right, right. Great. Isn't that something? Was she eating something?
I don't know. She's like chewing on something.
Oh, she is.
Arpaio's lawyers argue. Oh, it's fine. She'll get it. She'll spit it out or she'll swallow it. One of the two. Arpaio's lawyers argued that the judge's order was not clear and suggested that Arpaio was merely doing what others do routinely, turning over those.
She is chewing on something. I don't know what the fuck it is.
Might be gone.
Not clear. Not clear.
Nonetheless, he was convicted. Then he basically said, fuck you.
Yeah, yeah.
To the...
Yeah. Okay.
Don't know what it was. No. She dropped
shit.
He was finally... He campaigned with Trump.
Yes.
For Trump during the 2016 bid for presidency. And let's not forget Jar Jar Paio.
Yes.
And Trump were in bed together.
Oh, yes.
Rubbing moobs.
Well, no, I remember
why. During the whole birther thing.
Because Trump was dispatching Joe Arpaio to Hawaii along with a crack team to find evidence that our president was in fact born in Kenya.
Arpaio still claims he had that evidence. He has that evidence. And he keeps threatening to publish it.
Dude, you're 87.
But nobody will believe him.
You're 87, motherfucker. You could die in your sleep. You want to die without letting the world know what you discovered? That's the thing with Hillary and all this birther shit and all these conspiracy theories against these Dems.
You got it again.
If they had something on Hillary Clinton, we would know about it. We would know about it.
Oh, my God,
it.
Yeah.
She would be
Benghazi,
in jail. Oh, please.
Clinton Foundation.
If there was evidence that Barack Hussein Obama was born in Kenya, that evidence, we would have that evidence, would we not? Wouldn't we? If it's,
I think we might, and it wouldn't matter.
And it wouldn't be Joe Arpaio.
And it wouldn't matter.
It wouldn't matter, right?
His mother was an American citizen.
Right. Who cares? So who gives a fuck?
None of it matters where he was born. John McCain was born in Panama.
And the other, yes. But if there's something, there is, here's something about Joe Arpaio, I will say. If there's something no one on the planet knows, but only one person knows, it's that one person is not Joe Arpaio. The universe doesn't work like that. That would mean Joe Arpaio is some sort of genius. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's Joe fucking Arpaio.
And why wouldn't they just publish it?
I don't know.
Put it on a blog post.
Yeah.
Tweet it.
Yes, absolutely.
It'll go viral.
Yeah.
If it's the true evidence.
Right. If it's evidence that Barack Hussein Obama has a fake birth certificate, then yes, it will go viral.
Well, now, just a couple days after announcing his candidacy for sheriff.
Right.
He recently did an interview with something called the American Free Press.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
Told them he reads it and he loves the free press.
Oh, yes. It's my favorite.
American Free Press is an anti-Semitic outlet that has repeatedly and falsely claimed that the Holocaust is a hoax.
Oh, shit. Damn.
Arpaio reads it all the time and loves it.
Oh, my God. Him and that fucking fireman prophet guy. You think he's friends with Mark Taylor, the dickbag?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, these guys, they hang out in the same circles, right?
The site repeatedly has posted blatantly false claims that the Holocaust is a hoax.
Yes.
The site went and scrubbed some of its posts.
Oh, shit.
About the Holocaust after Media Matters did a story about them.
Right.
Headlines on the site have included audio interview, Jewish fingerprints all over 9/11. Audio interview, Holocaust hoax exposed.
I mean, can you tell on fingerprints? Can you tell if a fingerprint is that of a Jewish person?
meet the man, Elie Wiesel, who invented the Holocaust.
Invented it?
Yeah.
Hi, sharks. I have an invention. I want you, it's called The Holocaust.
The site's bookstore has sold a book called The Holocaust Never Happened.
Oh.
And the CIA killed JFK.
Is it a pop-up book?
I don't know.
You know?
Choose Your Own Adventure.
Right.
It's another book that claims that the official narrative of the Holocaust cannot be sustained.
Why?
This is, by the way, Joe Arpaio loves these guys.
Oh, yes.
Love your.
Great. What website. Is he running for?
Sheriff again.
Oh, God.
He ran for Senate, remember, and it didn't go well.
Oh, yes. God, dude.
He didn't win the primary.
How could I forget about that?
And, in fact, he was way down for the primary.
You know, I know we're getting towards the end of the show, but we talked about, like, the position of sheriff, and why the fuck why is that an elected position?
Yeah, I don't get it.
I mean, why does a Democrat or a Republican run for that? Shouldn't that be like, shouldn't you shoot for somebody?
Well, nonpartisan and somebody like qualified.
Yeah.
Because anybody can run for sheriff. You don't have to have.
Are you saying
you could run for sheriff and win if you got enough votes?
Well, I don't want a gun. Do I have to carry a gun?
You don't have to. You could say a new rule. I, as a sheriff, don't carry a gun.
New rule. Yeah. What do I get? A knife? Like a sword?
You're being attacked.
I have a lightsaber! Now!
Is the intern attacking your feet at the moment?
She's trying to pick her up. It's easier if I can pick her up.
She met a puppy today on the walk in the wee hours of the morning at the shoreline for the Pensacola Bay where we go walking in the morning.
Love it!
She met a little three-month-old little puppy, and they were playing. It was fun. She didn't bite its feet, though.
Ow!
I'm just killing time because we have to get going anyway, it's too late to start a new story. So thanks everybody for joining us.
Thank you appreciate for listening.
We appreciate your listening here.
Right.
Don't forget our Amazon portal. at crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Ow, fuck.
You can buy Ryan some methylate or some iodine or something.
Yeah, I don't have my Crocs on.
And get him some more Crocs. Ryan's going to be doing some stand-up comedy soon. Find out where he went. Go to his Twitter feed, Radar Comedy, his Instagram, Radar Comedy, or go to his website, which is RadarComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, everybody. We'll do this again hump day tomorrow.
We might love
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.